Stream us on the official ESPN 97.5 app. Presented by Sawgrass Steakhouse. KFNC on Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli. Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Thank you, Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. And the first hour is presented by the Texas Children's Hospital, largest pediatric cancer center in the country, over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, and 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. By the way, I was down at Texas Children's today. I have a way of finding out if there's young patients there that are soccer fans. And I got to meet what is one of the coolest little guys. His name was Chika from Nigeria. So a big shout out tonight to Chika. So I got a new friend now. He's a fan of Nigeria, who were playing Croatia in the World Cup. And I told him, hey, I get to be the commentator on that game for Fox. So we had a wonderful time. His mother was there. Chica's a defender. He loves Victor Moses of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Amazing young man, amazing mom. And I hope both of them are listening. But it was great to meet Chika today. If you go over to Facebook Soccer Matters, you can see his picture. And this guy's got a smile that kills, believe me. Streaming at ESPN 975. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. And bring me some opinion tonight at 713-780-3776. On the docket tonight, we've got Liverpool legend Ray Clements. Over 1,000 soccer games played by Ray Clements. Pretty remarkable. Liverpool, Scunthorpe United is where he started. Went to Liverpool and then went to Tottenham Hotspur. He's also been a coach at a high level for a number of different English national team coaches. This is a fascinating interview with Ray. He was here in Houston with the Liverpool supporters group and all those great guys that are over at the Gorgeous Gale. So big thanks to Ray Clements. Warren Barton, who's going to be one of the analysts at halftime on the Real Madrid match against Liverpool this weekend. He is going to be on the show tonight. We're going to break this down in every way possible here tonight. By the way, Ray Clements won 3 European Cups, which is now called the Champions League. So it's pretty incredible. If you do remember, I had Alan Kennedy up here, courtesy of the Liverpool supporters group here in Houston. And it was in 1981 that Alan Kennedy scored the winning goal against Real Madrid. So there's a lot of talk right now of, you know, sort of summoning the spirit of 81 and summoning that warrior-like spirit that Liverpool took to a 1-0 win over Real Madrid back then. Not going to play the soundbite now, but I do have some sound from Alan Kennedy, who was in studio here. I think it was around a year ago. Okay, it was April 21st. That, you know, comes straight from the producer extraordinaire, Jose Partida. And Jose, as a Barcelona fan, I do know, is pulling for Liverpool this weekend.
Maybe.
Oh, really? A Barcelona fan pull for Real Madrid, please?
I'm trying to be unbiased, but it's Real Madrid. Of course I'm pulling for Liverpool.
713-780-3776. Unfortunately, Jose is going to be behind the glass. We are going to be out at FM Kitchen and Bar. Now, this is on Shepherd near Washington. The one and only Victor Ariza is going to be there as well. There are going to be a ton of soccer fans out there. Game is going to kick off at 1:45. I'm going to be there by 1. Get out there, get your place at the table. They're going to be serving cold Bud Lights. I know there's Spanish beer on tap as well as English beer, so that's kind of the theme out there. This place is open. It's airy. You can bring your family. There are going to be 13 monitors. All will be on the game at FM Kitchen and Bar. So come out to the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 UEFA Champions League watch party. And then after that, guess what? We're going to do 2 hours of radio after that. and break the game down and take the calls of all the great fans tonight. So I want to hear from Real Madrid fans tonight. I want to hear from Liverpool fans tonight at 713-780-3776. Now, what's coming out of the Spanish press is things like this. Check this out. Quote, there isn't any sensation of fear in Madrid about Liverpool. Among the directors, among the players, says Diego Torres, a journalist with El País. Quote, they're relaxed in Real Madrid before this final. They've never been so calm and confident in the club before a final than now. This final is the easiest final they have in front of them. All of them. Florentino Perez, the captains, everyone. Now, this is a newspaper in Madrid who's saying this is going to be the easiest final ever against Liverpool. And we know that's not true. And a lot of the newspapers in Madrid are in the bag for Real Madrid, as we all know. Real Madrid have history on their side. It's a theme that the press in the city is playing up. Here's another quote. Liverpool will be crushed by Real Madrid's legend. This is written by Julian Ruiz in El Mundo. Once the final pairings were decided, Real Madrid have been here before. They know how to win. They've played in 15 European Cup finals. They've won 12. 713-780-3776. Liverpool fans, you need to respond. Quote, Real Madrid. Here's another one. People say history and statistics don't necessarily play a part, but it does, says Phil Kitromalidis, presenter on the Spanish Football Podcast. Quote, maybe not for the opponents. Maybe they can block it out. Maybe they can't. But for Real Madrid, it plays a part in their self-belief, in believing their own hype. They believe they are the kings of Europe. The fans sing, we are the kings of Europe. They believe they are the strongest team in this competition, and history shows it. The strongest at winning, that's for sure, but they were outplayed in almost every facet of the game by Bayern Munich, weren't they? Real Madrid are favorites because of the weight of history and because of the experience the players have in these finals, added Tomas Roncero, a journalist with Diario AS. The other day they did a study and Real Madrid squad has 46 Champions League winning medals. Liverpool don't have a player who have won the Champions League. Well, I don't know what you say about that, Liverpool fan. But it's unbelievable press coming out of Liverpool. It's not, out of Madrid. They're calling Liverpool players tradesmen. Footballers like Jordan Henderson and James Milner are footballers that lack creativity. Yeah, but their front three doesn't lack creativity. And sometimes you have to have some maybe accountable balancing type players, ones that are dependable. But what do you think about that midfield battle between Real Madrid? Are they just too mobile? 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is a number. Here's a little sound from Jurgen Klopp to give this a little bit push towards Liverpool right now. Here's Jurgen Klopp on why not winning this Champions League.
Let's go there and try to perform on a level which maybe people would say it's not possible for us, but it is possible. And that's exactly what we should do. We did all the things we need in that game. We did already plenty of times during that Champions League campaign. And now we have to do it again. That's it. Against a really strong team. But that's how it should be. In a final, you should face a really good football team. Now the good news, we are as well a really good football team. And we are full of desire.
Now look, there's no doubt about it that Real Madrid has been through this before. It's their third straight Champions League final. They got past Bayern Munich 4-3 on aggregate. They're looking to do a historic treble. Were they fortunate against Bayern Munich? Sure they were. Sure they were. What's scary is, though, Ronaldo didn't score a goal in those two games. I don't remember a time in recent times where Cristiano Ronaldo did not score. Could be a huge moment for him to break out. He lives up to the big moments. But they reached the final. And are we that convinced about Real Madrid? There's something that just says, God, they're going to win this thing. They may not play better. They may not have more chances. They're going to win things. This is going to be up and down. This is going to be four or five goals. This is going to be about who's more clinical. in taking their chances in this one. And both teams are going to get their chances. The goalkeeping department, novice, great shot stopper, prone to a mistake. Karius, German, in goal for Liverpool. People are pointing to him. Can he rise to the occasion? Goalkeeping could be a real issue in this, but these are two goalkeepers that, to me, are not commanding presences. In fact, the bigger presence lies in Sergio Ramos as a center back and Virgil van Dijk. There's a 19-year-old right back. He is going to be targeted. Trent Alexander-Arnold will be targeted at the right back position by Cristiano Ronaldo. He shut down Leroy Sané of Manchester City. Why couldn't he do this? But again, he's next to Dejan Lovren, who has also had his nervy moments. So, let's see how a 19-year-old handles the pressure of a Champions League final. Real Madrid has an attack and talent that can change a game quickly. So does Liverpool. Marcelo is going to go forward. You know, if you're Liverpool, you envision a ball hit into space out there with him forward, with Mo Salah getting on the end of it. Casemiro can't get out of the middle, or Kovacevic can't get out of the middle to the left-back position. Ramos has to go out there and be one-on-one with Mo Salah. That's a dream if you're a Liverpool fan. No question. Can you make Marcelo defend? Liverpool, a front three. Can they make the two outside backs defend? It is a ridiculous amount of riches. It is a trio of players that are pure movement and mobility. It is a Liverpool team that is together. They still have concerns defensively. Will Mo Salah rise to the occasion? And by the way, they gave up 4 goals in the second leg to Roma. That did not look good. Virgil van Dijk's leadership critical. A record 46 Champions League goals. These guys are not going to get shut out. There's going to be a lot of goals in this game. And I could say something as simple as whoever takes their chances is going to win this, which sounds kind of silly. But whoever is the clinical finishers maybe gets a better goalkeeping performance. That could be the difference. Jurgen Klopp has been to a final before with Dortmund in 2013, but he's going to keep those three guys high. And that's going to be... It is fascinating. Marcelo against Mo Salah. Ronaldo against Lovren, Van Dijk, and Trent Alexander. I mean, there are more storylines in this than you can even begin to conjure up. I can't wait for this on Saturday. So you better get out to the Soccer Matters official watch party at FM Kitchen. Yeah, Liverpool got into the final 7-6 on aggregate over Roma after absolutely destroying them in the first leg. All right, let's start taking some phone calls. Phone boards are lighting up here like crazy on the Champions League. Let's start it off with Ben. Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that.
Yeah, thank you for being a first-time caller. Well done, Ben.
Definitely. So one of my concerns that I've kind of seen, I'm a Liverpool fan, by the way, and hope they win it all. One of the concerns I've seen in the news is this being Emre Can's swan song game. I'd really dislike to see him on the field for a game this big after not playing for, 2.5 months or so?
Yeah, don't think that's
I know he's got
happen.
The quality and the skill, but that's a lot of rust for a big game like this.
Not going to happen. Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum, I don't see that happening. You know, we still have to remember that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain injured. I mean, they could certainly use his athleticism in midfield, but it looks like the midfield three will be Henderson, Milner, and Wijnaldum. All very responsible players.
Definitely. I think we'll miss a little bit of the ring and Ox being injured. We won't have that long-distance threat that those two bring. And just to reiterate your point, I think Trent Alexander will have a huge target on his back in this game.
Yep. Ben, anything else before I let you go?
No, that's it. One other thought, Firmino, I think, could be the turning point for Liverpool on this. Just his motor and nonstop movement could be a big factor, and I hope so.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, because I think and I like that from Ben. Ben, thanks for being a first-time caller. The tempo's high. I think it's going to favor Liverpool. I don't think there's any question. Here's another big key. The depth and the ability to go to a bench clearly, and I mean clearly due to injury and other things, clearly favors Real Madrid, in my opinion. Totally does. Let's go to Chike. Chike, what's on your mind?
What's going on, man? I love the show, man. Always a listener.
Also
first-time caller as well.
Chike, I love it. First-time caller, and anybody with a name like Chike, man, you can call the show anytime.
Hey, man, hey, Nigeria all day, man. We know we're ready for the World Cup around where we're from, so we're ready for all that to come.
Hey, you know what? I met the coolest little guy in the hospital today, Chika, and he is a Nigerian, and he's obviously a Super Eagles fan. He loves Victor Moses. He was the coolest kid. And he had a smile from ear to ear, but me and him were talking Super Eagles today, and just talking about his favorite player, Victor Moses.
Victor Moses, yes. We got a solid team this year. And you know, I know we're not talking about the World Cup and the Champions League talk, but I'm excited to see what we do in the World Cup, definitely.
You know, whenever I hear someone talk Nigerian, we'll get it right back to Champions League, I promise, for everybody listening. But you know what I think of? JJ Okocha, Kanu, Sunday Olise. I mean, we can go on and on with these great Nigerian players, can't we?
Absolutely. We can keep going for as long as we can, man. And we have a rich history of that. One of the things that we're seeing right now in our football club or in our country is that we're seeing a lot of these young talents that are playing overseas are actually deciding that they want to come back and play for our country. Like, you know, Iwobi, who's Arsenal, he's a top guy for the Gunners. We have Kelechi Iheanacho, who plays for Leicester City. We have a bunch of other guys that are really, really now trying to get on the international stage because these guys typically wouldn't have done it in the past.
Well, you know what part of that is? The Federation has seemed to have gotten a little bit more grounded and more professional, and I think that is encouraging guys to come back because we've heard the nightmare stories in the past. But, Chike, let's get to the Champions League.
Okay, so Champions League. Of course, I am. I'm going for Liverpool. True Liverpool fan, a red here. So one of the things that I think that maybe you can answer this for me, but is there any way that you can see a 19-year-old Trent Arnold not screwing up? Like, is there any possibility? Because I understand that, you know, Real Madrid is that good and their front line is probably one of the best and that, you know, we've ever seen, of course, leading with Ronaldo. But is there any way that you see that our back four is able to kind of hold it to somewhat of a minimal damage? Let's say, maybe a couple goals, like maybe one or two, to a certain degree, where now we can rely on our offense and our front two with Salah and Sadio Mane. You know, but is there any way you can see us being able to have success on our back four?
So here's the one thing I would say right now. He took Leroy Sané out of the Manchester City home and home, right?
Yes.
He played excellent against Leroy Sané. Leroy Sané is no slouch.
No. Nope.
Manchester City. He played extremely well in that game. I think it's natural that you would target a 19-year-old to see where he is from the perspective of nerves. I can't even imagine the pressure on these guys for this game. He's certainly being worked all week long by the veterans, and his confidence is being built up. He's got to get help from Henderson, Wijnaldum, Lovren, obviously.
Yes.
But I don't think there's any question. People are going to be floating out into that space. They may try to send an additional player over there to put him under real duress and to test that metal and how focused he can be on this day and how he can handle the pressure. He's going to a World Cup as well with England. I'm thinking about what I was like at 19. I mean, it's, you know, geez, you know, I mean, it's remarkable. So it's one of the talking points, I think, everywhere is that you attack that player. Another talking point, though, on the flip side is Marcelo going forward. And can you hit that space and can you pull apart, can you pull Sergio Ramos out of the middle and put him in a place where you can take him on and draw some free kicks, get him an early yellow card, put him under pressure?
Yeah.
How nerves are handled on a day like this is going to play into this, and it could be a veteran who has a rough day nerve-wise.
Gotcha. Hey, I appreciate it, man. That's all I wanted to know, man. I really appreciate the talk, man. Keep doing a great job. Always a listener here, man.
All right, Chike, you make me feel good. Thank you so much for that. Let's keep this rolling on. Let's go to Philip. We're talking Champions League, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Cristiano Ronaldo, no goals against Bayern Munich. That in itself is scary. But can the Liverpool front three be controlled by Real Madrid? Philip, what do you got?
They can. Glenn, love the show, man. I'm always listening. I'm a first-time caller as well.
Man, I love these first-time callers. I hope they're all coming out to the Soccer Matters game-watching party for the Liverpool-Real Madrid Champions League final over at FM Kitchen.
I plan on being there, man.
Be there. I'll buy you a beer.
Hey, I'll take you up on that.
All right. Now, 1,000 people, I'm not buying you a beer. All right. Philip, you're on. Hey. What do you got?
Glenn, I wanted to touch on a point. You know, you made some great points as far as, Real Madrid's front line, Liverpool's back four, but I wanted to get your take on what you think as far as managers go. You know, Zidane and Klopp, how do you think they play into this as far as tactics and game plan go? Do you think that could be the big difference maker? I mean, the talent's there on both squads, don't get me wrong. We know both teams can attack. I just wanted to get your thoughts on maybe, you know, the tactics and the game plan from both managers.
Well, I don't think anything's going to change for Liverpool. I think you know who they are. They got to win it with their 11 or 12 players. I don't think there's any question. I think things can change and be more flexible tactically for Real Madrid and Zinedine Zidane. And that's, you know, they can move into a three-set up front and put Gareth Bale out wide. There's rumor he could potentially start. He didn't start a lot of Champions League games. I think from the perspective of what's on the bench, that makes Real Madrid more flexible from a tactical perspective with Bale and Isco and these types of players. And Isco likely will start, so it could be a Marco Asensio coming off the bench. What are they going to do with Casemiro? Does he get the start? The number six role for both teams is vital. And I think it's even more important in some ways for Real Madrid with Marcelo bombing forward and potentially Lucas Vasquez bombing forward, right? Because that number six almost becomes an additional center back and at times will have to come out of the middle and deal with Mo Salah. And if he can't get out of the middle quick enough to Mo Salah, then it's going to be Ramos out there against him likely. And that is a mismatch. So I think there's more flexibility from the perspective of Real Madrid. I think you know what you got with Liverpool. Yet that front three, man, if they can get a supply from Wijnaldum, Henderson, and Milner and get balls into their feet and get an overcommitted Real Madrid and be real good in transition, seeing those moments to find those guys up front, I think this is going to be wild. I think it's going to be up and down. I think there are going to be chances. I think bars around Houston are going to be oohing and on every 2 and 3 minutes because there are going to be chances over the place. These teams are not built to defend. They are built to attack. We are in for something special, I believe, on Saturday.
I couldn't agree more, man. I think you said it. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. Just one last thought. Do you, given the experience that Real Madrid has in these finals like this, and, I think you mentioned earlier how there's not one player on Liverpool that's been to a Champions League final. Do you see that, do you see Liverpool coming out maybe kind of over-exaggerating themselves early on and maybe just kind of playing to their excitement and Real Madrid kind of playing to their experience more? How do you see that going?
Well, this is where managers come in, and this is where managers come in preparing their teams and taking the pressure off. I think Klopp is a master at this. I think Liverpool is a very united group. I don't think there's any question. And I think Zidane, who can't respect him in that locker room? I mean, he's done everything. He's won World Cups Ronaldo hasn't won a World Cup. So I think they're two managers that are both going to be calm in the moment, both try and take the pressure off their players. This comes down to 90 minutes of soccer. Look, if you've been there, yeah, I'm sure that's an advantage in your camp. And maybe if you haven't been there, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Maybe that's not a bad thing for Trent Alexander-Arnold. Maybe that's not a bad thing for him. These guys have played in pressure situations before. It might be and probably is different in a Champions League final with what's at stake. We're about to find out on Saturday. I wish this game was tonight.
Hey, man, you and me both. I plan on meeting you out there on Saturday, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. It's going to be a fun time there. Great food there outside, 13 different 13 different monitors, and all these monitors will have the Champions League on. There's not going to be any other sports on out there. It's all that, and then we're going to do a post-game radio show and drink some good Bud Light. And no better way to celebrate than with a nice cold Bud Light. Do it at this game-watching party. It's over at FM Kitchen and Bar. And when you go there, well, you're going to drink a Bud Light, and we're going to honor our great state of Texas with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light has been brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years. Right here at the Houston Brewery. Put on your Real Madrid jersey, your Liverpool jersey. Come out to FM Kitchen, grab some friends and some refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas, official beer of the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 Champions League party at FM Kitchen. And also, quick word here. Philip Southwick was in studio for BMW. I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times in Midtown. Love the drive of the BMW. I drive a 5 series. Love it. It is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage, customer service. Second to none. Advantage BMW has covered in sales, service, finance, and it can be done so easy. Get in a 3, a 5, or a 7 series at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get that Houston hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Right now, we are going to take a Texas Children's Hospital break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Salah for Firmino. Able to get through Manolas, Fonsi between him and goal. Mohamed Salah's running through. Mohamed Salah, Alisson, it's all the way out! Oh, it's another for Liverpool! It's another for Salah!
713-780-3776. Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And we are thankful for our presenting sponsor here in the first hour, the Texas Children's Hospital. And we appreciate them. Today was down at the hospital. It's an amazing place. For more than 60 years, they've pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. I had a great opportunity to meet another one of these beautiful young children who were down at the hospital with her mother, with his mother, and that was Chika. And he was a Nigerian Super Eagles fan. His picture's up on Facebook Soccer Matters. If you want to see a smile, go look at the smile on his face. And my thanks to my friend Joe Ellsmore at Nike for providing this with these beautiful soccer balls that I hand out down there. Texas Children's is one of the leading pediatric hospitals in the country. And it's right here in Houston. It's one of our stars. It's one of our shining stars and symbols of Houston. They provide state-of-the-art personalized cancer treatment for children, which leads me into an event that the noted author Tom Clare is spearheading, and I'm trying to help promote this because I sit on the board of the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, a 501c charity. It's an evening with Alex Stepney, who is a legendary goalkeeper. It's Friday, June 8th, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. It's at the Doubletree downtown. It's a wonderful night. We have all kinds of people from the soccer community there. 281-520-0867. All kinds of signed jerseys and amazing auction items that you're not going to see in other places. You can RSVP at 281-520-0867 or tomclare346@gmail.com. So this is to benefit pediatric cancer, the Texas Children's Hospital, and a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. Now, you can also go over to the Facebook Soccer Matters page, and you can sign up there. But please consider the event. A lot of us going to be down there. It's going to be an amazing night with a lot of amazing people there. So please consider it. The cause is a good one. King's Court, the real soccer pub in Edo, King's Court, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins, 13 TVs. They got the big screen down there. They're going to be showing the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo. King's Court, 24 taps, full bar, great spirits, and wonderful pub food. I recommend the butter chicken or curry. get over there, Kings Court, jay@kingscourttx.com. Say hello to Jay down there at Kings Court. And a quick reminder, the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 official watch party for Real Madrid-Liverpool, the Champions League. It is this Saturday. Game kicks off at 1:45. I'd get there early. I'd be thinking about getting there at 12:30, 1 o'clock. But get there early. You can go there earlier than that. They'll be serving breakfast on the day. And then after that, we have 2 hours of radio. Post, we're going to break it down. We're going to begin to talk some World Cup, but we're going to break down the Real Madrid-Liverpool game, and it'll be live radio at FM Kitchen and Bar. Okay, now, back in April, as I was so well reminded by producer extraordinaire, 2 years ago, right? Was that 2 years ago? Holy moly.
Yeah, 2016.
Flies. That's almost scary. Alan Kennedy had the historic moment in 1981 of scoring in a European Cup final, which is now called the Champions League. Now, Alan Kennedy was in studio, absolute gentleman, but had that historic moment. And there's a lot of talk in the Liverpool press about reaching back. Terry McDermott, one of the great players of that team, reaching back to that 81 spirit. Here is Alan Kennedy 2 years ago in our Soccer Matters studio talking about scoring that game-winning goal over Real Madrid 1-0. To win the European Cup, a.k.a. now the Champions League.
There was 81 minutes gone in the game, and it's actually looking as though we're going to go to extra time. And I said to Phil Thompson, my captain, I said, Phil, let me go. Just give me a chance to go forward. And he said, go on then. Just do it. Go on. Be a devil. And I ran forward not expecting what was going to happen because Ray Kennedy, my namesake, is on the left-hand side. He's got the ball. He threw the ball in and I chested it down there. The centre-half coming in. Now, he's coming in to take me out and he brushes past me. I slightly knock him off and all of a sudden it's a case of like, what do I do next? Do I have a go at goal? I'm 10 yards from goal. Or do I look at the far post? And I saw my colleague, and I remember Bob Paisley always saying, you have to have options. And I looked at my option. I saw a guy called David Johnson. I thought, there's no way in the world I'm giving the ball to him because he might miss the opportunity. And so I took the ball on one stride, hit the ball perfectly near post. Now, the goalkeeper made the angle a little bit easier for me because he slightly went to his left-hand side. So he's left a little bit of a gap there. The ball went into the back of the net and then I ran. And ran.
Loved your goal celebration.
If there were gates there, honestly, I would have been out the gates.
Yeah, you
took
off. It
was unbelievable. And then I had to stop because the Liverpool fans were trying to get on the pitch, and there was a moat stopping them, you know, full of water to. And then David Johnson came over, and he just looked at me. I can't tell you the words. I can't tell people the words that he said to me. But he wasn't happy. Vic. He said something like, "Why didn't you pass to me?"
Yeah,
but in his words, yeah. Like, you know. And I said, "Well, what do you expect me to do?" Like, you know, I just had to do what came into my head at that particular time. And it was the winning goal, which was wonderful. You know, I did it for the fans. I didn't do it for myself. I didn't care if Dalglish or David Johnson or Terry McDermott scored the goal. It was about winning the game. Winning the game was important to Liverpool.
Winning the game was important to Liverpool. If Liverpool knock off Real Madrid, it's been an unbelievable season for them. They've already gotten their Champions League place, so that pressure's off. But why do we like Liverpool and why do we like Real Madrid? Because they attack. What's beautiful about this game is you don't have one of these teams that's going to sit on their 18, try to make the game negative and boring. You have two teams that are going to be open and going for it. They can't do anything different. It would be against their nature. And if anybody gets like that, they'll lose. If Liverpool were to say we're going to be more defensive, they'll lose. If Real Madrid were to say we're going to get more defensive, they'll lose. They can't do it and do something that's against their nature. So, again, the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 watch party for this Champions League match between Real Madrid and Liverpool. Guess where it's going to be? FM Kitchen and Bar. It's on Shepherd, right near Washington. Great spot over there. It's very open. There are going to be 13 different monitors that are going to be on. Every single monitor will be on the Champions League final. They got really wonderful chicken sandwiches, burgers, great salads, great spirit selection. It's going to roll over there, FM Kitchen. So be there. I'm going to watch the whole game there, and then I'm going to do 2 hours of live radio right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Now, you don't normally get a sponsor who gives out his home phone number, but this is my friend Jesse. He's got a company called Tranquility Home Systems. It's the place to go to get set up for 2018 World Cup in Russia when it comes to home theater installation. He'll give it and get it to you with 4K video technology. Tap into his experience. Jesse, 281-506-7822. Now's the time to do it. He'll come out. He'll give you a free quote. You can walk him through the house. Tell him where you want it. THS can do it all. Home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, home audio. You can also email Jesse at THS3INC.com. Jesse at THS3INC.com or www.THS3INC.com. I mean, you gotta get your system set up for the World Cup. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. More to come. We'll take a Bud Light break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
As Ulreich there, he missed it. It's an empty net for Karim Benzema. It is a catastrophe for Bayern Munich. 20 seconds into the second half. Second goal for Benzema. And now a little bit of breathing room for the two-time defending champions.
Texas Children's Hospital, with hundreds of children diagnosed each year. This isn't our job, it's our life. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit organization, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and service. So what does that mean? That means we want you at the evening with Alex Stepney, the legendary Manchester United goalkeeper, Friday, June 8th, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton downtown, 400 Dallas Street. It is going to be an amazing night. Last year we had Norman Whiteside and Bobby Tambling of Chelsea. You do not have to be a Manchester United fan. You have to be a soccer fan, or even more importantly, someone who's interested in helping the charity for pediatric cancer patients, one of which I met today named Chika, who is just the coolest kid. He was a Nigeria Super Eagles fan. He got a couple of Dynamo tickets and a beautiful soccer ball from Nike today. Most importantly, he left me with the biggest smile that I haven't been able to forget all day long. TomClaire346 at gmail.com, or you can head over to Facebook Soccer Matters, and you can look up on our schedule there, and you're going to see what is there. Also, you can sign up there on Eventbrite. Also, FM Bar and Kitchen is where we're going to have the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 watch party. All right, right now we're going to run a few minutes of my interview with Warren Barton. Christian, stay with us. You have been incredibly patient. Here's Warren Barton and I talking a little bit earlier about the Champions League final. Of course, Warren is the Fox analyst, former Newcastle United defender. Here, what's jumping out to you right now ahead of this a couple days?
I think looking at the game, just how exciting I think it's going to be. Normally when you go in, if it's been Atletico Madrid in the past or if it's been Juventus in the past, you've spoken about their defensive unit, their goalkeepers, how strong they are as a back line. I think when you look at both of these teams, it's about offense, and that's their best line of defense, because this season it's proven that their defense is not strong enough to try and hold out. I think it will be quite a positive game. I think Klopp will be aggressive in his lineup. My biggest concern from Liverpool would be twofold. Would be the experience. You know, I've been lucky enough to play in, you know, cup finals, and it's different. It's totally different than a normal league game or a relegation game or just a mid-season game. It's a cup final. As soon as you wake up in the morning, your eyes wake up, you just have a different mindset, a different feeling. So that, particularly twofold in the Champions League final. So I think that would be an area. And also the depth of squad. I look at Real Madrid. Is Bale going to play? Is Isco going to start? Asensio, you know, they've got probably 14, 15 players that they can select 11 from, where Liverpool, I think it pretty much picks itself that they have. But I'm really looking forward to the game. I think it will be an exciting game for us on Fox. So we're getting ready. We're ramping up. We're looking at the game ahead. And hopefully we're not going to be disappointed. But when you look at Liverpool, the way they play, the best way of going forward is scoring goals.
Take me into the pressure now. And I'm thinking right now about Trent Alexander-Arnold, the right back. He's also been called up to the World Cup team. He's 19 years old. This is an incredible time period in his life. And I guess handling the pressure is going to be a big thing for that young man as well as others.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when you're young and you're playing in the Premier League, you sort of playing on adrenaline. And I just looked at his last couple of games, and particularly the away leg at Roma, he looked vulnerable. He looked nervous. And, you know, obviously speaking to people at Liverpool is that will stand him in good stead. But the next thing, he plays Stoke and, again, didn't really look comfortable on the ball, was a little bit caught out of position. And I think that may be an area where, obviously, Marcelo will be out there. Ronaldo likes to pull out there on that left-hand side for Real Madrid, Liverpool's right. So he's going to have his hands full. And when you come to a Champions League or when you come to any final, the better, more experienced team will try and find a weakness. But obviously the adrenaline, he'll be given, you know, lots of encouragement by old players, you know, the likes of, you said about Alan Kennedy, who I know very well at Liverpool, and Terry McDermott. All these type of players would be around the training ground and telling him to go and enjoy it and, you know, enjoy the game. But when you're there and then lights go on, that whistle blows, he's a 19-year-old boy in that environment. So hopefully, you know, the first touch, the first pass, but that's an area to watch out because, as I said, in the Roma game, he did look a bit vulnerable on the ball, and then he was hesitating. And then, like anything, you start second-guessing yourself. And if you do that against Marcelo, Real Madrid, and even if it's the likes of Gareth Bale that might go on that left-hand side, you're going to find a hard 90 minutes or even longer. So it's an area that he can celebrate, can be very proud of what he's done. But confidence is a big thing when you're that young because you haven't got that experience to fall back on and say, right, I've been there. I know what it's like. You're sort of finding your way, and what you don't want to do, Glenn, is find your way in a Champions League final against the likes of Real Madrid.
He's Warren Barton Fox, also a former defender with Newcastle in the Premier League, does a wonderful job of breaking games and analyzing games. Okay, you're not buying into this 4-3-3 with Gareth Bale on the left side, right? That's all just conjured up by the media, right?
No, I think Zidane, if he had his way, he wants Gareth Bale in the team. He said that before last year's cup final, but because Isco was playing so well, he found it impossible to leave him out. And obviously then Gareth was injured. So I think if he had his way, he would go back to that, Zidane. And what we've shown, Glenn, in the past, if it's not working by half-time, he'd take Isco off, he'd take Gareth Bale off, he'd take big players off and bring other players on. So I think with Gareth, what he gives you as well is the three up front, but he could also slide as a four in midfield. Isco can do that, but it doesn't really suit him. He likes to be the number 10 to get on the ball because that's where he's so gifted. Him and Modric can dictate the game and get on the ball and pass it around. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I think he's got everybody guessing. And again, that goes back to what I said earlier, Glenn. They've got 15, 16 players that they can choose from, and we're not sure what he might do in a final where Liverpool, you know, it's 4-3-3, and that's where he's going to go. He's not going to go and deviate anywhere else. So, again, that's where it's going to be a big decision. But what a nice decision to have. Do you play Isco? Do you play Gareth Bale? Does Benzema slide in there? So they've got abundance of talent.
What do we call that, a champagne problem?
I call it a nice problem to have, yeah. I never had that problem, my friend. It's just I just got picked. So, but, yeah, it's a great problem to have because that's what Real Madrid are about. I mean, don't forget, not only Liverpool, what they're trying to emulate, but to win this competition three times is a massive achievement anyway, but three times in consecutive years is never been done before. So that's something that they'd be mindful of. And as he said, Zidane, this would be their hardest game, because one thing with Liverpool, they will keep going. They will keep trying. They're riding a wave. And if they can get the first goal, Liverpool, then, you know, it can give them that confidence that they need. And it can be relentless, the way that they play and the energy. But they're just going back to what I said earlier as well, that when you wake up and you realise it's a champion, the nerves kick in, Champions League final, big day, the adrenaline goes, the warm-up, your legs can feel heavy. There's all these circumstances that are going through players, and that's where they need to keep their focus on the game. But as I said, for Real Madrid, they have abundance of talent. If they need to change it around at half-time, they can do that.
All right, that was Warren Barton. The full interview is going to be up on podcastarena.com. Again, the first hour presented by the Texas Children's Hospital. We very much appreciate everything they do. Hundreds of kids are diagnosed each year. You know some families that have gone through this. I have a whole bunch of wonderful, amazing friends that have gone through these huge challenges with their kids. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit organization. They rely on donations from friends in the community and beyond to help us provide quality programs and service. So that's why we want to remind you about the evening with the legendary goalkeeper Alex Stepney. Get over to Facebook Soccer Matters. Consider buying a ticket to this. I would love to see you down there. This is all for a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund that directly benefits Texas Children's Hospital and pediatric cancer research. I also want to remind you about Kings Court Soccer Pub in Edo. Next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins, Friday night when the Dynamo take on New York City FC. That place will be packed before and after. They've got a big screen there. They show everything. Premier League, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo. 24 taps down there, full bar, great butter chicken and curry and pub food. Get over to Kings Court, say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. And right now to the fifth caller. How about two tickets to see David Villa, New York City FC, against the Houston Dynamo this Friday night? Sixth caller right now. Dynamo, New York City FC, David Villa. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.